Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, Christy Wowardy Dowardy,
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the bird.
Just saying. Okay.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Anna, God, I love that banana Anderson.
Susie going toe-to-tobin.
Hava Nagila Weber. Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Crappens.
Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens? Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me as usual is Ronnie Karam from the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast Podcast. Hey Ronnie, what's up?
Hi Bean.
Hello, hello. So today, normally it is Wednesday, this has sort of become our Below Deck day, but Below Deck is in transition. Below Deck Med finished like 2 weeks ago, and the new Below Deck starts, like normal Below Deck starts next week. So we have a little bit of time off, so we thought we'd fill today's episode with some Jersey fun. We're going to look at the Real Housewives of New Jersey trailer, but before we do that, of course, we have our live shows. Be sure to come to them. We have a show on October 11th in New York. We're going to talk about Real Housewives of Dallas. Even if you don't watch Dallas, even if you don't even watch Bravo, come to the show, because the shows are really, really super fun. It's just, you know, it's a launch pad for comedy and good times. And don't worry about coming solo, because you'll meet friends. So go to watchacrappens.com to get tickets. We swear it will be a super, super fun time. And then in November, we are taking our show to Seattle for the first time, which will be fantastic because Seattle is just an awesome city. And then we are going to Nashville in December, which I'm excited about because I've never been to Nashville except for a layover once in the year 2000. So a lot of fun things on the horizon. And of course, you can get your Hey Batch t-shirts that Ronnie made by going to watchacrappens.com as well. So honestly, if you want to enrich your life, go to watchacrappens.com and you will find many paths to make your life more full and happy.
Yeah, guys, do it.
Yeah.
Stop this.
Yeah. So, so Jersey, the Jersey trailer came out last week for season 9. We no longer have Siggy Flicker, which Siggy Flicker is a real tragedy of casting. She was so great. She had so much promise, but she went off the rails like a rails teeny itself. Michael Campanella.
She really did, man. That has been one of the most hated housewives in a while. Siggy really made everybody crazy last year. I mean, we thought she was hilarious, mostly because we loved doing her voice. But, you know, she's gone now. So we're just going to have to deal with that.
Yeah. I mean, Siggy, I'm just like, I think it's a tragedy. I feel like when you get someone who's like a great Real Housewife character, and for me, the definition has always been that a great Real Housewife is someone who can't help but be themselves. And that's what Siggy was. But she really seemed to go out of her way to just make us dislike her. I mean, the stuff with the anti-Semitism last season and the way she acted at the reunion, it's like, it's a tragedy that she could have been one of the all-time greats, and she did that to herself, and I'm very sad about
it.
I lost it all. I'm a very sensitive person. Soggy Flicker.
They used to call me Soggy Flicker. Bullying.
I mean, come on. I'm going to miss that. But we've got two new dodo birds this year, so Lord only knows what's going to be coming our way, y'all.
Yeah, I'm actually excited. I think last season was entirely overlooked. I thought it was a really good rebound season for Jersey, and so I'm excited to see. I'm hoping that the momentum keeps going forward. You know, it was like less about, oh my god, my family's in, Joe's in jail, what am I gonna do, my daughter's in jail, oh my god, what's the families. Like, it was less about that, it was more about, let's look at some crazy bitches in Jersey. So
yes,
we have the trailer here, and we're gonna play it, and we're gonna go shot by shot. And we're just going to try to dissect the whole thing. So, Ronnie, when you're ready, or people listening at home, when you're all ready, I got the trailer queued up. And here, I'll get it right to the exact frame that we're starting on. The very first thing we're seeing is like a red high heel. I think it's a shoe. It looks almost like it's a stiletto sandal, perhaps.
Maybe like a lace-up the front sandal boot. Who knows? Yeah. I mean, Jersey, they are on the forefront of fashion, girl.
They really are. So it's someone getting out of a car parked next to the handicapped spot. Thankfully not in it, which means they got a good spot. So I'm going to press... Okay, ready? On 3, 2, 1...
This season on The Real Housewives of New Jersey.
You don't go in between families. You don't cross the line. You don't do that.
Okay.
You don't go in between family.
You don't cross the line. You don't do that. Yes, you do.
You do that.
Yes, you do. Especially on this show.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. So,
and I like that they say this, and what they're saying is, as we see this, is three of the girls, and like,
that's this girl and that girl and this girl,
and then we see a dinner table that sat with way too many glasses. Why people are serving these ladies glassware is beyond me.
Exactly. Well, and interestingly, this table with too many glasses, it's in some sort of tropical destination. There's palm trees in the background. And if one thing that Jersey is good for is dead trees of the Northeast. Like, every time this show is on, they film it like at the worst time of the year. Like, it's like usually, like, I always feel like they film it, like, start filming on like January 14th or something. Like, it's just the dead of winter, and everything in Jersey is just like gray and dead. So to see palm trees is,
yeah,
like,
there's and even the palm tree is kind of browning, you know. I'd like to think Teresa's just telling off that palm tree. Like,
yeah. Don't come in between families.
Yeah. And what's actually interesting here is if you go back to the shot of the three women, it's Teresa who gets out of the car next to the handicap spot. And she's like walking along. She's got like a bunch of like studs all in her jacket and her purse. It's like she was just like attacked by a stud gun and was like, I don't care, I'm going to keep walking with it anyway. I got studs on me. But then the other two panels that appear, you got Dolores. Dolores is walking along in like a beige dress that has like two little buttons at the front. I guess there's like a belt that's attached or sewn in, and then lots of like branches with birds on it, almost as if to say, well, you know what? The trees may be dead, Maz, the trees may be dead, but I got birds on me. I'm alive. I'm feeling alive for the first time, Maz.
And then we got some rando in the other pick. I guess this is one of the new chicks.
Yeah, she's like a faux Kelly
Dodd. She's got like some weird tied blouse over a t-shirt. And I just, so far, I don't approve of her.
Yeah, her hair looks dry, and that's not right.
But I like that the main drama is like, we're all walking in a parking lot.
We all got parking spots now. I do have to wonder who this random third chick, like, I don't know who she is. And it's surprising that she is one of the very first things that we see in this trailer. I mean, I feel like she's got to be playing a big role. I feel like there's got to be a three-way fight here, right? Why are we seeing these three women?
Yeah, I'm guessing it's all these three versus each other. And Teresa's like,
I'm about to dip my toe into the handicap spot.
I got a good spot, okay? Okay. Should we pick it up again?
Yeah.
Okay.
No one tells me how to speak to my husband. Not my sister-in-law. No one.
Okay, so a lot of things happen here. We hear a glass breaking.
Yeah, well, right? That makes sense, because I was like, why does anybody serve them glassware? And of course, it's all broken.
Yeah, exactly. And then we see like different shots, like a frantic cross cutting between broken glass on the table, then on the floor, and then on the table again, and then again we see heels coming out of an SUV, but this time at night.
Yes, and so then we see three new women, and it's Marge, yeah. And she's like, "Look at me, it's classic Marge walking by a river."
It's like, you know what, it's like classic Madge. I'm just like walking along the side of the thing. It's like there's water on the side, but I'm like on the sidewalk. It's like classic Joan. Joan would always be like, "Why walk in the water when you can walk on the sidewalk, right, Jesus?" You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm doing right now.
Then Melissa in front of a park and ride, which is just so fucking hilarious.
Yeah, she's fully in a parking garage. At a garage.
And then the other new girl, who's a blondie, and she's pregnant, and she's wearing a dress that's ombre pregnant? Across the belly.
I don't think she's pregnant. I think she's just from Jersey.
She's pregnant.
She at least
got a pasta baby.
she has the best outfit so far of these three panels, because she has some sort of like black and white thing, but she has like a pop of color with her Chanel bag. So I think she actually wins for best dress so far. Marge is like, she doesn't have the pigtails in. She's got like. She's doing. Marge loves a ruffle top. She's got the ruffle foldover situation, except it's like lacy doily foldover. And she's like, "I'm just gonna walk here. I got a bag with pom poms in it. I'm just gonna walk like casual."
Yeah, very, very casual. Workers twins. Workers twins on a casual
yeah,
day.
It's like a yeah, exactly. It's workers twins chic. Workers chic. Yes. The new lady actually has a little bit of an orca thing going on. She's like orca with a pop of vermilion.
Yeah, we don't say that because she's fat, because I know I already called her pregnant. It's just that she's got a big white stripe on her belly, which I think makes her look pregnant. Guys, is she pregnant? Can someone just please tell us?
She has a very strong orca look. And actually, you know what I really like about her? Her bag, the color of her bag is the same color as my Le Creuset Dutch oven.
Another pregnant reference. Okay, yeah. I'm just going to go with pregnant.
Okay, she's now officially pregnant. Okay, I'm pressing play.
Okay. Like, it shouldn't even be asked in an Italian family. Teresa!
Did someone leave a tip?
It was like a very dramatic, a very dramatic view of the same table, but this time at night. And there were, like, waiters waiting. So, like, something's happening at this table as the camera descends down to it. And we don't really know exactly what, but...
Marge is wearing. Did you see the ladies yet?
No, I'm gonna press play right now.
Okay.
Italian family. Teresa, this one's got you going in circles. You're drinking the fucking Kool-Aid with her. You don't even know what you're saying anymore. You want something, bitch? You got the wrong fucking girl.
All right. Wow.
What? Okay. Again, here goes Melissa and Teresa screaming at each other. I don't know what they're talking about. So Melissa says, "Teresa, you got this girl making you going in circles," which, you know, I think she's talking about the new chick, right? The new Jacqueline. She has Jacqueline face, this new
one.
Yeah,
there's a new one. She sort of has, like, Jacqueline meets... There's, like, a little bit of Sofia Vergara, but I also feel like this is a girl who is like, "I used to be a gymnast, but now I'm a mom," you know? She has that, like, I feel like she's going to do that. She has sort of, like, thick former gymnast neck, you know?
Oh, and in typical Jersey fashion, they start fighting. You've been drinking her Kool-Aid, it is. And then they all just stand up at the table because they know exactly. Shit's about to go down. So they all just stand up and they've all got their hair back because it's like Chola fighting. Like they're all ready to go. And they've also all got Lala earrings, which is weird. At least Melissa and Dolores both have Lala hoops, blowjob hoops.
It's interesting because Dolores is standing there like... Dolores looks like someone just punched her in the face. She's like, like her jaw is just like a gape. She just looks, she's in some crazy, like green hypercolor dress with like a little bit of a gem, like a rhinestone fringe. It's truly horrific. And I speak this with love because I do love Dolores, but this is a horrific, horrific look.
Yeah, agreed. Okay, let's press play and see who's going to get hit.
Well, I also have just to say that there's also the other girl. She's just in this giant red... She looks like she's wearing a poinsettia, you know?
She does. She looks like she's wearing Jacqueline to me. I think this is like a poinsettia tree come to life, you know, who's taken over the body of Jacqueline, and it'll still be more entertaining than Jacqueline.
And Orca Lady, she is in a non-Orca outfit here, but it still is Orca-esque, right? It's still like black. And she's got she actually has Tamra hair.
And she's hiding. She's like hiding away because she knows she's going to get hit in the baby with a glass.
Exactly.
If she's pregnant. We still can't see.
Also, Danielle Staub is there, importantly.
Also, the lady in the orca dress is wearing flat keds. Okay, this girl doesn't fit in. Get rid of her.
Flat keds?
You see her walking in the frame as Melissa comes around the table to kick somebody's ass. Which, of course, happens. I think it's a lady in a black dress.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Are you sure it's not the waiter? No, it's the cameraman. That's the cameraman. He's trying to get out of the shot. He's in shorts.
Okay. Well, I can't tell because the pregnant orca lady's hiding, so I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, pregnant orca lady went to the other side of the table. And Woman with the Red and Dolores, they have actually turned into zombies. I actually believe that there's a zombie outbreak, and Melissa and Teresa are arguing over who caused it because Dolores and Red Lady are just fully zombified at this point.
I like Dolores blonde.
I like that too, but the dress is really horrific. I mean, it's really horrific.
And I'm liking this version of her face. Dolores is doing a really good job, like, maintaining her facelifts or whatever she does to her face. Looks really good, and her skin's always good. I have a feeling someone eats a lot of olives. This is what I read.
I actually did not feel like Dolores needed to do anything to her face, and she did a whole bunch of stuff right before the reunion, and I didn't think she needed to. I think she's naturally beautiful,
Yeah, she didn't need it, but, you know, it could be Vicky. You could get some Vicky Gumbelson or some Kyle Richards, you know, and I feel like she went more on the Kyle Richards route.
As long as you're going to get it, it better be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Oh, wait, sorry. My volume was off. Okay, ready? Here we go.
We are Italians from Jersey. We love hard, we fight hard, and we go hard.
I just want to say before we go any further, I'm like so sick of this. Listen, we're Italians. We love hard and we fight hard. Like enough. Enough. Okay, we get it. It's like a little tired at this point. And also, like, you really should stop leaning into that. This is like, you cannot keep, like, if you're having crazy throwdowns with your family, you can't just keep just, like, chalking it up to being, like, oh, we're Italians from Jersey. We love hard, but we also fight hard. No, just how about you just, like, how about just love hard and fight, like, casually?
How about read a book?
Yeah.
Cast of New Jersey. How about that?
How about that? Okay.
You guys are like my bitches and I'm your pimp.
Look at you. Oh, that body.
All right. They showed us a lot of things really quickly. Like,
well, it's nice to see Melissa have a role reversal there.
Oh, what? Because she's looking at a stripper?
No. Because she says, you're my bitches and I'm your pimp. So it's nice to, like, have that role reversal all these years later. Also, they show Frankie in a shot. And
was that Frankie?
God, okay. Officially, it's officially too much. This Frankie. Officially too much, Frankie.
Well, because he's shirtless and he's also bronzed up and he's giving Teresa a high five. It probably is too much, but I like it because I like muscles. Although his proportions are odd.
I see like protein. I see protein powder pooping, tiny shriveled up, juicing balls. And it's just too much. Like, it's too much working out. You're hot. He's hot. Yeah. I'm not saying it's ugly or anything. It just makes me feel like, what is he missing? Like, who didn't hug him?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you know, his dad was a bodybuilder, so. And who didn't hug him? He wasn't hugged by life, I guess. But his arms are like they're like model arms, but his like chest and his stomach are like bodybuilder chest. So it's a little bit of a strange proportion going on with his development, I have to say.
Yeah. I'm just thinking of the future, you know, because I've known so many guys like that. And, you know, now it doesn't really work out so well.
Yeah.
It leads to a lot of pain.
Yeah. I'll tell you what probably is going to lead to pain. There's a shot here of Dolores in a cowboy hat leading a cow somewhere. So that feels like it'll be eventful.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Then there's Melissa's dancing on a table. They have a flapper party, which I think it's funny that Teresa's has so many money problems and they have a depression party.
Yeah. There's also some sort of like all red party, like an all red, like Valentine's party, I'm sure. And then they're also at, like, Cabo Wabo. So they're in, they went to Cabo San Lucas. And by the way, when Melissa's dancing on the table, you, if you look at Marge in the corner, Marge is not happy. Marge is in a fight with someone there. There's a big issue with Marge. You see her?
Yeah, Marge is like, I will be zipping, I'm unzipping my purse, which is what I like to do when I get upset.
You know, I'm not even going to, like, entertain these bitches. I'm just going to, like, open my purse and close it again. Be like, I'm going to take out my cell phone. No, I won't. Yes, I am. No, I won't. Yes, I am.
And then we get a shot of Large Marge. What's her mom's name?
Marge Sr. Like,
ah, Teresa, you look really, really great.
Yeah.
So, wow.
Yeah. Marge Sr. It's weird to think of that, because Teresa's dressed as like a flapper, as you mentioned. It's weird to think that Teresa knows what a flapper is, right?
She probably doesn't. This is probably a party for the 50s or something.
she probably thought she was going to have to get dressed up like one of those plastic flapping things on the back of a truck. It's like, all right, get dressed up like it's a tire theme. Okay.
She was probably originally dressed like a dolphin. They're like, no, Teresa, not flipper. Flap.
Oh, hey.
Okay, everyone, here's my costume. No, not pinball flipper. She's like a paddle. Oh, where's the pinball? I'm going to save it.
Okay, let's go on.
Hello, this is Ziggy Flicker. We are going to pause to take a commercial break. Some of you will hear an ad. Some of you won't. But one thing is for sure. I miss my Joshua. Why?
I have no underwears on.
You look good on your back.
Oh, thanks.
Ah! Are you freaking kidding me?
I was like, you shooting alone, right?
Ew.
All right.
Oh, God. God, it's like every season ever, okay? They've decided not to make us suffer through the housewives getting vag procedures. Now it's Large Marge getting vag procedures. Marge Sr.
Oh, yeah. She's getting some sort of... And then, of course, a cork pops off of champagne. And then Joe Gorga's like, hey, that's like me shooting a load, huh? And then Mo's like, oh, Joe...
And Melissa's that person, whenever she hears a cork pop, she's like,
oh, that was a scary show.
It's like, shut up, it's a cork. Like,
yeah.
I'm just a girl.
I hate that. Oh my God, the corks went off. It's like,
of course, this is Jersey, and these people have a lot of unpaid bills. This family, the Gorgas.
Also,
they got kicked out of their pasta place. I can't wait to see that storyline.
Oh God, I want to see the resurrection of Envy Boutique. As seen on Market Watch, whatever. You know, it also bothers me when people pop corks off of champagne bottles, because it's like, you don't have to do that. You know, like, anyone knows
to do that.
What?
You're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, you hold it in your hand. Hold it in your hand and it pops open and you just hold it. You know?
And you heathens. You twist it a little and then make sure it doesn't pop, because you don't want to get bar rot all over the goddamn floor, people. We have this discussion on Below Deck because they're like, whoa, Hannah, you really popped that cork great. It's like, oh, yeah, half your bottle is like laying on the ground right now. There's going to be flies everywhere. Come on.
Thank you. Thank you for being there for me with that, because I was like, I just suddenly had that feeling. I've never really verbalized it. I never really thought much about it, but just watching this clip, it's like, you idiot, you just, like, that cork just went flying across the room. Like, what are you, a monster?
Yeah, if I did that in a restaurant, if I did that waiting on a table, I'd be fired. Like, yeah. You can't do that. You're wasting so much champagne. Like, people don't like that. Okay, let's move on.
Okay.
Look at Dolores' laughing face.
I was being arranged for marriage. We did this chaperone date.
Okay. Oh, my God. So she's like a dumb Italian Drew Barrymore, right? This new girl?
Yeah, I'm getting a vibe that she's one of my people, to be honest. I don't know what it is. I'm just getting the vibe.
Like, I was being, like, arranged for a date.
And I had to be chaperoned for my first date. And they're like, chaperoned. They're like, what's that mean? Were you crowned? Are you royalty? She was chaperoned.
And then classic Marge is in one of her first shawl things.
It's basically she like her design inspiration is like a neck rest that you wear on an airplane, you know. I want to make a head pillow, but make it for your shoulders instead. Okay, classic match.
It's typical. I'm wearing a memory foam fur when I have such bad memory. No, that's classic match, right there.
Classic match. That's funny. Match. I'm like 10 times funnier than anyone else here. Let's be honest.
Okay, so if you go back to the part, right, just slow over it, the part where we were just at, where they're in Cabo Wabo, and Dolores is laughing like a crackhead. I mean, she has the craziest laugh on her face. Look at the look that Danielle gives New Girl. Okay. The New Girl's laughing, and Danielle just looks from her face down to her boobs and just gives her this horrible look.
Horrible,
so
horrible
Danielle, look. Isn't that horrible? Danielle is going to eat this girl alive.
And since Danielle has, like, a recently buffed face, it looks even more evil than usual, you know?
Well, they shouldn't put Danielle in blacklight, because Cabo Wabo is done in blacklight. And I feel like I've seen every crime committed, you know, around the vicinity of Danielle's soul right on her face.
I feel like Danielle just shouldn't be in Cabo San Lucas in general. I just feel like it's a recipe for disaster.
Yeah. Nowhere with San in the title, okay? Religion's having enough trouble.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna press play.
We did this chaperone date. I'm like the badass Jewish chick from Jersey.
All right, so clearly I got the wrong person. My Judar was a little bit off. It was the other new girl, the Orca lady, Orca possibly pregnant lady, who is the one who might be Jewish.
Yeah, and she's so skinny, by the way. We're only calling her Orca because of her black and white outfit. I feel guilty every time I hear it, but I'm like, they're still not showing me whether she's pregnant. Every shot is her, like, above the waist.
Yeah. Well, yeah, maybe it's a surprise reveal. Like, the entire season, they shoot her above the waist, and then, like, in episode 9, she's like, by the way, I'm inducing my baby tomorrow, and they pan out, and it's like, bum, 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 she's pregnant.
And spoiler alert, the next scene features Teresa confused by a food object.
Oh, God.
So there you go, food item.
All right, well, I'll press play so we can see it.
Hello, Mama! Tell me how hot that is before I put it.
All right, so they're in Cabo, as you heard. Hello, Cabo. I feel like I was in this restaurant that they're sitting at. I went to Cabo on a bachelor party trip in 2016, and I feel like the restaurant that they're at, where she's eating this pepper, I feel like I was there. It's all coming back to me now. I remember those tables. It's
all coming back to me now.
Teresa's wig game has really fallen apart, by the way. Her wig, at this point, it actually does look like lasagna noodles that have just been overcooked and dropped on her head.
Yeah, she looks like a gluten-free lasagna. Okay, so next they're not in Cabo. They're in somewhere with words I don't understand.
All right, I'll press
Blue
play.
Mosque. There's a mosque.
Blue Mosque is Istanbul. Hold on, I'm going to press play.
We're coming to Turkey.
Whoa. Whoa. Okay.
So oh, my God. Look at this kiss that Marge gives the camel. Smullah.
Yeah, that's... So they're in Turkey. We see someone dancing with a candelabra on their head, which, again, I'm sad that Siggy isn't here for this, because I feel like she'd have something to say. She has fire on her head. Oh, my goodness. How could she be making such a Holocaust reference? Oh, my God. Now, this close-up of the camel and Marge. So basically Marge has something in her mouth and the camel comes to eat it, and I would never volunteer to do that. This is like the most vile thing, especially watching it in slow motion back and forth.
That's how to lose your fucking nose, crazy. Who does that? Look how big the camel's face is.
And
who would
teeth.
Do this?
Look how huge its teeth are.
Oh my God.
No, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, so she like does a Lady and the Tramp thing with the camel, and he doesn't even take it. I think he just kind of makes out with her, because it's still in her mouth.
I think she pulls away before he can really take... Well, he takes some of it, I think, but then she pulls away.
Good God. Gross. Okay, so next we get some camel riding,
yeah.
Which, you know, I don't know that you can ever top the Real Housewives of New York, but I'm in it.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
All right. Sometimes my children are birth control.
Oh, no. Uh-uh. I reject this.
More new kids! New kids!
So guess what? The new Orca Jewish lady, her kids are wild and sliding across the kitchen floor. And she's like, my kids are at birth control. I'm like, you know what? It's also a, like, cut the cord control. Like, I don't want to watch little kids anymore. I do not want to watch little kids on Bravo.
So she's like, my kid's a birth control, so I guess that means she's not pregnant, but then they're still not showing her from the waist up. Now they're covering her waist by a ponytail, someone's ponytail. Isn't that funny? I don't know if they're really trying to hide it or what, but they will not show her waist down.
Yeah, the conspiracy theorist in you is really thriving at this moment.
Yeah. So then we get little baby Joey, little Gorga, getting into his first stripper thong. Which is cute.
I'm going to press play.
They're so cute.
What do you say, Joe?
Mm-hmm. I really am.
The tiny.
So, yeah, he's getting a little suit. Is that Joe Jr.? Is that what they said?
Yeah, he's probably getting like a confirmation suit or something. Little Joe Gorga, little baby Joe.
Yeah, and they're like, you look really cute. What do you say? He goes, I really am.
That's your daddy's son right there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So now Teresa's kids are so old. What the hell? Who are these people?
I just want to say, by the way, first and foremost, that Joey Jr. is the best dressed person on this cast at this point. Based on the little suit that
he really
is. He's the best dressed.
He's the only person in Jersey who owns a suit in his size.
Yeah. He's the only one who I feel like is not about to change into something made by Affliction.
And I also want to say you still got the only dad that I want to make out with, little Joe. So thanks for that.
He's so hot.
I know. He's so stupid hot. Like such a dumb looking hot person.
Like that. Like the sort of hotness that you only get with someone who pops open a champagne cork without holding it in his hand.
Only dumb people are that unself-aware to be hot.
Yeah.
That hot.
Exactly. All right. I'm going to press play.
Really?
The tinier, the better your ass looks.
Girls doesn't do basketball.
No. Okay, well, so first, Teresa's kids, you were starting to say something about them, how they look old.
Yeah, they're just older.
I know.
And then that's really all I have to say. And then Teresa's in a 90 or something. It's like showing them camel toe. What is she teaching them?
She's teaching them that like the tighter you are, the smaller you look or something like that, or the younger some. She's giving them body issues. That's basically what it is, body issues.
Yeah, pretty much, right? She's like, yeah, if your body size is too small, you got a tinier ass.
And now she has a painting of like, it looks like a Buddhist painting or Hindu. It's some sort of like yoga inspired painting on the wall. Right above her, like,
it's baby like Dinesh as told by Ross.
Yeah. Right above her, right near her, like, TJ Maxx candlesticks and some sort of like Steinmart angel figurine.
And all of her art books, all of her picture books.
It's on the library.
The poor dog is like got blue in its ears. It's just a travesty, everything happening here. All right, I'm pressing play.
Girls doesn't do basketball. No. And I'm learning how to be a princess.
I can't relate to...
Okay.
And so, that was shockingly not Melania. That was the new girls. That was the new Jacqueline's kid screaming at her mom. Girls doesn't do basketball.
Yeah. This little girl, she is going to be a terror, and she's going to be passed off to us like she's cute, but she's going to be a terror the entire time. She's one of those kids that just like loves being in the spotlight. Oh, she's a natural ham. She's hilarious. You give her a spotlight, she's going to perform for hours and hours.
Yeah, that's called a brat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Major brat alert going on here. And what's this mom doing? She's just like in a dress, like holding an old basketball on the tennis court. Like, this is not athletic wear.
Like, look, I'm spending time with my kids. Yeah. Okay, F them. Let's watch the next part.
Did you notice, by the way, that her son, because she has an unassuming son, and the unassuming son does a curtsy as well, which I respect.
Yeah, does he curtsy? I see the girl bowing.
He's curtsy. No, because she says.
Oh, yeah, he's curtsy. Yeah, he's curtsying and she's curtsying.
Because she's like, I'm being a princess. And she does a curtsy, but then the son curtsies also, which we know what that's
he's
all
living
about.
He's living in her delusion. He's living her delusion with her.
All right, I'm going to press play.
Can't relate to people who have affairs with married people.
That's why your husband sleeps in his girlfriend's bed.
You better shut the f*** up with that.
Okay. Okay.
Oh.
Yes,
new Danielle. Yes.
I like where this is going. This is
so she's coming from Marge on a beach. Okay, and this is Marge's bitch season. This is the bitch flower blooms at season two. Okay, so this girl's like, I just don't have anything in common. What'd she say? I don't got respect for people who sleep with married people. That's it. And Marge is like, so that's why your husband is sleeping in his girlfriend's bed.
Okay. Yeah.
And then Marge does it with eating. You know, then she eats.
She has
like
a little, piece of cheese on a crostini with some like casual herb garnishes. She's like, okay, you know what I'm gonna eat a little crostini, and I'm gonna tell you off right now. That's just a classic Marge. It's like how Marge does it.
It's perfection. Welcome to the world of classic Marge. Oh, now I have to see what happens next.
Yeah.
And she goes, shut the fuck up with that shit. So I guess Marge finds out that this girl's husband is cheating on her.
Yeah, probably.
And brings it to the forefront. Oh yeah, Marge.
Marge. With her strange octopus ring that she has on. Is that an octopus that she has on her hand?
Oh, I was looking at the giant diamond. I was like, well, he did pretty well for himself, that contractor.
Yeah, no, it looks like there's an octopus situation, right? Or is it just the angle? Doesn't that look like tentacles?
I don't know, but she looks, after she says that, right when I went forward in the video, she looks straight into the camera like, that was a good one, right?
Okay, I'm going to press play because I want to see Marge do that. Okay, you're going to hear some of the audio again.
That's why your husband sleeps in his girlfriend's bed.
You better shut the f*** up with that!
You can't control a man.
That's your husband.
You control your husband?
Yeah.
You feel like your husband.
All right, so I guess what, Melissa and Teresa are having another argument about controlling men. Melissa, you can control your husband? And Teresa, yeah. Yeah, I can control him. Like, you guys both wound up in jail.
And then the noob.
For like a combined 5 years.
And the noob is like, so did you think you were controlling your husband when he went to jail? And Teresa just has this look on her face like, that is the rudest thing. Teresa has gotten a face drop. Like, I don't mean she looks bad, like, she's getting old. I don't mean it like that. I mean, like, you know, there's a face lift and your face goes higher. This one, it's like she got it pulled down again. Mm. Like, maybe it got pulled too high and then she was like, pull it down. Look at her eyes.
Yeah.
They've been pulled down.
Her eyes are rotating in the wrong direction. It's more like they're pulling it to, like, her jaw as opposed to behind her ears. It's just a different...
They're like little semicolons.
She's like, well, Danielle's recommended a really good plastic surgeon in the New Jersey Turnpike rest area. So I've been seeing him.
It's new. The turned down eye.
Yeah. Okay.
Is it semicolon or... Semicolon is the two dots, and then a colon is the cursive in the dot, right?
No, the other way around. Colon is dot dot, and semicolon is dot comma.
Okay, so she does have two little semicolons. Okay. Sorry. Getting my punctuation of her eyes.
Yeah, that's important. Okay. It's important.
Yeah.
Her husband would be in jail.
He could control what he did.
She didn't mean anything. Now you're sticking up for her. You think she's fucking God?
Okay. You think she's fucking God? It's my attempt at a Teresa voice. They're
got
having
another season. Yeah, another season of Teresa sticking up for Joe that she didn't know anything and he didn't know anything. It's like another fucking season of this, Teresa. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the lady said that, but you're sitting there saying you can control your husband while he's serving a 5-year sentence and then is going to be fucking taken back to Italy. Okay, he's going to be deported, ma'am.
Yeah, she really needs to cut ties and start like boning some other dudes. Honestly, it's time. It's time, Teresa.
Yeah.
All right, I'm pressing play. Fights, 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 fights.
I really don't know if you're ever really going to like love me like your real sister.
The answer is no, Melissa. The answer is no. She never will. Okay, so there was like a whole bunch of stuff. There was like the thing where it was like a million quick cuts. So let's see if we can look at each of these quick cuts because they're so fast. Okay, so the first thing I see is I see Marge and two guys pushing Marty, who's Danielle's husband, looks like into a pool. So that's probably like a hijinks. It's probably because, you know, their wedding was filmed for the show.
Didn't they already get divorced?
Yes. They got married in May, and they got divorced, I think, like 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
So we see that. We see Melissa storming out of a very white room with, like...
Yeah, Melissa looks like she's mad and walking through a mall or something. Wait.
Yeah. There's, like, a lot of random plants. Like, there's a lot of cacti or something that she's walking away from. She's like, you know what? I don't want succulents anymore. I don't want that anymore.
I've had it. Okay, and I think, and then they're just, Marty's in the pool.
We see fighting. Oh, God, Danielle has a glass in her hand. Danielle has a glass in her hand, and it's upside down. Like, she is ready to throw that shit. She is ready to throw it. It is, like, poised. Do you see that? Danielle, it's behind her. It's behind her ear. Like, she's fully, like, ready to throw it across home plate.
And how did we not get any Danielle lines in this entire thing? Did Danielle even say one thing?
She didn't, and I think that's a little rude. I think Danielle really brought it last season.
Well, I heard that they promised her, or she thought she was going to get another, not a peach, but what do they hold, pollution? What do they hold at the beginning of this one?
They're holding nothing right at the end
like
of it.
Like a fast pass? No. Yeah. Oh, yeah, when they open the season. Like, what are they holding? Yeah, they don't hold anything. That's weird.
Yeah.
But they said that Danielle was going to get one, but she doesn't have one. So I guess Danielle did something else problematic that got her cut out of the season.
Probably. But I will say that at the end of this trailer, when the women are just all standing there, classic Marge is... She's right in the center with Teresa.
Oh, yep. Marge made it back. Well, that's fun. I'm actually excited for this season.
Yeah, I loved recapping last season. I thought it was super fun.
Well, party on, Garth. We're going to be back to do that. In the meantime, go get your live show tickets. We will be in New York on the 11th. That show's not sold out yet. The one on the 12th is, but go to watchwhatcrappens.com to get tickets, because after that, in November, we're in Seattle. In December, we are in Nashville. There's only 50 tickets for that, so go get those. Go get your Hey Betch t-shirt over at watchwhatcrappens.com as well, and we will talk to you guys later.
Yeah, we'll be back tomorrow to talk some Shaw's of Sunset. You guys, thank you for being friends and traveling down the road and back again with me and Ronnie.
Bye.
Bye.